Good morning, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of Slice of Life here on ESPN 1520. As always, we appreciate your time, and it's a privilege for me to host this show week in and week out at our new time, 9 o'clock Saturday morning. So I hope your weekend is off on the right foot. Well, it's a real joy to sit down with Dr. Jack Bertolino, who is with Smooth Solutions Medical Aesthetics. He is Smooth Solutions Medical Aesthetics. It's a practice on Main Street in Williamsville, and Dr. Jack has helped so many people with quality of life issues. And we're here to talk to Dr. Bertolino for the next half hour. Doctor, welcome back.
Thank you, Brenda. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Indeed. And so when I talk to you, I know there's always something new and cutting edge happening at your practice. First of all, let's establish where the practice is. You're right on Main Street in Williamsville. What's the side street?
Side street is Full Avenue, and we're at 5839 Main, Suite 102.
Easy to find, and a lot of free parking, so no issue there. And when you go into Smooth Solutions Medical Aesthetics, you're greeted right away by Dr. Bertolino's staff, and you see the doctor himself, which I think is a pretty big deal in today's day and age in healthcare. And Doctor, on our sister station, WGR, we've been talking a lot about one of the treatments that you offer called acoustic wave therapy. And a lot of the treatments that you offer, as I said at the beginning here, deal with quality of life issues. And many of them involve intimacy. Some topics are very difficult for people to talk about. But you bring it into the forefront in a tasteful way, and you help people improve their quality of life. So let's talk about what people have been hearing on WGR, and that's the acoustic wave. How have you helped men with that issue? And let's talk about the issue itself, which is erectile dysfunction.
Well, first off, I've really gotten involved with regenerative medicine and regenerative aesthetics. I think that's what sets me apart now from a lot of practices in Buffalo, whether it's for hair restoration or anything facial or skin management. But when you're talking about intimacy, that is a huge quality of life issue. We've helped thousands of women at this point over the years with vaginal rejuvenation, which has improved their ability to have relations again that are not painful. We've stopped incontinence in women, which I think is phenomenal. But we've also done bioidentical hormone replacement for 13 years, and we've improved the brain function of both men and women. So when I thought that the woman was being put all back together, I thought, well, what about the guy? And erectile dysfunction is an aging problem. It's not a disease. It's an aging problem that happens to all men at certain times of their lives, and that depends, of course, on age, physical state, habits like smoking. It all contributes, and every man has it to a degree. We've dealt with Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, all those meds for years. But eventually, when the blood supply isn't there anymore, you need something to prompt the blood supply to grow. Because without blood supply, Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and all those other medicines do not work. So acoustic wave therapy, another term is shockwave therapy, has been around for a very long time. It was originally developed by the orthopedic guys, and they used it for to improve circulation in joints. It's used a lot in podiatry for plantar fasciitis.
Really?
These acoustic waves are faster than sound waves. They were developed actually by the Swiss. I started using acoustic wave 13 years ago for cellulite in women because it improved the circulation of the skin, thereby giving them a smoother look.
Take away that cottage cheese effect?
Exactly. But the interesting thing was, around 5 years ago, I started to hear at these different regenerative conferences that they were using AWT for erectile dysfunction. And it made sense to me because I knew how it worked and why it was being done, but I would have never dreamed that they would eventually do the clinical trials and put it out in the medical mainstream. It's been in Europe and Israel for well over 10 to 15 years with about an 83 to 87% success rate. Nothing in life is going to be 100%. And remember, with erectile dysfunction, there are different gradations depending on age and your physical health.
And those habits that you mentioned.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's all going to contribute over time. So when we use the waveform on the organ in question and different points around that organ, we are prompting a microtrauma to develop. Now, that sounds very heavy, but this microtrauma, which the person doesn't feel or see, the body then responds, like anything else, by regenerating itself. And body regeneration is always the formation of new blood supply, whether it's a cut or whether it's growing blood